I've been walking a tightrope between fact and fiction. Been wrestling with demons in small bottled prisons. Been talking to sinners who claim to be Christian. Been shouting at leaders who claim to be listening. And the pendulum swings, but I can't stop the pull. Our elections are travesties paid for in full by a gang full of sellouts who worship a bull. Why can't it all just be free?
Hi, I'm Christina Tobin. I'm the president and founder of the Free and Equal Elections Foundation. And we're here on the Free and Equal Network today. I'm actually really looking forward to this interview. This is a great synergy in getting to know Rosa Corey. She's the author of Behind the Green Mask. And we want to focus on Agenda 21 is something we've been talking about and getting to know Rosa prior to this interview. And first of all, Rosa, welcome to the Free and Equal Network.
Glad to be with you, Christina. Thanks.
Yeah, and I look forward to seeing you. You're going to be in LA, I think, in a week or two. So it'll be great to see you in person.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Cool. So yeah, just our supporters, a lot of them may know about Agenda 21, your book, yourself, Rosa Corey. And let's just get right to it, to the point. What are you about, your book and your reasoning why you're so passionate and educating people about the not good things that I'm even learning in depth from you, an expert on the topic, about Agenda 21?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, basically, there's, in my opinion, there's really nothing more important than focusing in on how our freedoms are being incredibly drastically eroded. And it's not, we're not talking about rhetoric now. We're not talking about something that's happening, you know, out there in fantasy land. We're talking about the actual destruction of the free world. And this is through United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, which is essentially the action plan. It's the blueprint to inventory and control all land, water, all resources, all minerals, plants, animals, construction, means of production, education, everything, information, and of course, human beings. Inventory and control everything in the world. And so when you're, you know, if you're fighting against WTO, globalization, corporatocracy, smart meters, you are fighting Agenda 21. And it was called Agenda 21 by the United Nations. It's not something, it's not like, you know, Catch 22 or Area 51 or something. It's not, you know, some fantasy thing. It's what was, you know, the agenda for the 21st century. Called that by the United Nations and the 179 countries that signed on to it, including the United States. And it was signed on to by George H.W. Bush in 1992. And from that time on, for the last 20 years, essentially our government has been reinvented. And so has our school system, all of our law enforcement. Everything that impacts our lives in the United States and across the world is definitely related and linked to sustainable development. And of course, it's, you know, it's a public relations scam. So we all think, hey, you know, sustainable development, it sounds so great. How could you be against sustainable development? But it's jargon. And that's why I called my book Behind the Green Mask, because, you know, that is the mask of it. You know, if you have concern for the environment, you're being manipulated through this plan.
What, for our listeners out there, supporters, the press, same difference in creating our own media here, Free and Equal, we're here to build others like yourself and to educate, to inform, to wake up. How should a person become aware of whether or not likely it's in their area? I know in researching, I've watched your interview on Alex Jones and lots of other interviews and read the synopsis of your book, and I just, your book, which is named Author Behind the Green Mask, there are other names that proponents use to confuse voters, and how can they find out more information as to whether or not it's an issue in the area, and how they can go about maybe getting involved and fixing it. We're all about fixing it here in Free and Equal, and that would be great to hear from you.
Great. Well, you know, that's what this is about. This isn't, we're not talking about this in terms, of course, you know, obviously you want to, you know, if you want to look into it in terms of an intellectual exercise, you can do that. But we're really talking about raising awareness, because awareness is the first step in the resistance. And that is what we need to be, is the resistance. This is a nonpartisan fight, and it's worldwide, because Agenda 21 is a global plan. And globalization is the standardization of all systems. So you're not going to, first of all, I don't care where you are, it's in your town, okay? So let's just like take that one down right now. It's right. In your town, all right?
Yeah.
And it's in your school, it's in your, you know, place of work, it's everywhere. So what you want to do is be able to recognize it, because it's not called Agenda 21 when you see it. It'll be called smart growth. It'll be called sustainable development. You're going to see it as sustainable community strategies. You'll see it as money from Siemens Corporation for light rail, or you know, for plans that are actually going to change transportation throughout your town. And that's going to require zoning changes and restrictions on ability to use your land, water restrictions. Climate action plans. And of course, everyone, you know, you think to yourself, well, I don't want to see the earth destroyed. But what we're talking about is a way to terrorize us. That war on terror is a war on you. And every element of this plan is about fear. And, you know, I have been called a fear monger. And I'll tell you what, I am a reporter on the reality of what this is doing. I'm not fear mongering. I'm not telling you that, you know, that the world as you know it is going to end unless you start riding a bicycle. And of course, I ride a bike. You know, there's nothing, bikes are great, right? But this is, you know, the plan is designed to actually restrict your mobility, to cluster you into tight, very heavily regulated locations and city centers, and to clear people out of the rural areas and suburban areas so that they can be more easily monitored and controlled and surveilled. That's what this plan is about.
I can firsthand say from experience, in my late teens, early 20s, my dad, you know, he runs one of the largest tax fighting organizations in the United States. So he's a real fighter out there in Chicago, 35 years. And so I was always kind of tossed into protests and petition drives at 11 years of age, you know, playing with little dolls and putting together petitions when I could to make, you know, a little bit of cash from dad or go out to dinner. But, you know, he took me to this thing down in Piatone, Illinois. It's called the Piatone Airport. It was a boondoggle. And I got to meet all the locals there, eminent domain. I mean, that what's really struck me and learning so much from you about Agenda 21. And I saw these people being purposely forced off their property, and these politicians, Governor Quinn, I think maybe even Blagojevich, Michael Madigan, Democrat, Republican alike, you know, they're buying land there with the expectations of an airport, you know, forcing people wrongfully off their own property to gain, you know, personal self-interest from it. It was so wrong. So it's not a conspiracy. The mainstream media may try to lead you to believe to do that. But in my opinion, the mainstream media, if anything is a conspiracy, it's the mainstream media amongst themselves. So feeling on that, have you encountered, just talking to people on the ground, a story briefly of somebody going through and dealing with Agenda 21 firsthand, what kind of things, problems can it cause?
Well, let me just run, you know, just in response to what you just said, you know, as far as the corporate press, you know, this is what we're looking at here, is a corporatocracy. This is fascism. This is when corporations actually run your government. You know, this is a totalitarian state in the making. This is what it looks like. And of course, a lot of people, you know, in the developed world, you know, cannot believe that this is possible within their lifetimes and that this is actually what we're dealing with. But you need to, you know, become aware. So that's what this is about, education. And as far as redevelopment goes, which is, you know, which is often abusing eminent domain in order to develop, you know, high density development, high density buildings in the center of your town, using your tax dollars, to basically concentrate populations into a city center. And this is subsidized because, you know, you might say, well, you like the idea of living in a condo on top of a shop downtown, but most people want to live in a home. A lot of people do. But what this plan does is it actually subsidizes, uses your money to pay private developers to develop something that there is no demand for, or there's very little demand for. And so I actually, with my group, we sued our city to stop a huge redevelopment project, 1,300-acre redevelopment project, very big, went from the bottom of our town all the way to the northern end. And I was elected to a citizens oversight committee. I found the plan was fraudulent. I thought that I would alert the city and let them know that, of course, their documentation was wrong. And what did they do? They came after me. So, and through that journey, you know, I ended up looking behind all that and finding Agenda 21, which is essentially a way to manipulate populations while using sort of the trope that it's all for the common good. You know, what you're doing is really a good thing. It's for the environment. It's for to save the planet. You are just so cool. And they use a mind control technique, a manipulation technique in government meetings that you're invited to give, when you're invited to give your opinion on these plans. And they're actually using a Delphi technique developed by the Rand Corporation. This is a mind control technique used to bring large groups of people to a predetermined outcome while giving them the impression that it's all their idea. And you're going to see that all across the country. So all of these plans are exactly the same all across the nation and the world. It's the same plan.
I am definitely being so heavily connected with the grassroots community for well over a decade and so on. I wholeheartedly agree with everything you said. It is real. I've seen it on the ground as well. And mm-hmm. one thing I wanted to kind of end on the note of this, you know, interview, I want to keep it concise so people are interested, is in watching your interviews. I love that you end on, you know, the premises that people, we the people, have power, and we need to work together to put a stop to this. And that's where Free and Equal comes together, you know, with you and speaking with previous interviews and our whole network and building others and educating and informing. And mm-hmm. I would definitely like to personally invite you to be a part of our event, not only, you know, in May through sponsorship, co-sponsorship, no money, of course. We just want you to maybe publicize it in return, but we want to get your name out there, your book, your organizations, maybe sell your books there. But definitely to have you be a part of a panel discussion at one of the 10 stops in the fall university tour we have, 10 stops in the fall. And each stop's going to focus on a specific topic and ideas. And we'll have books and all that kind of stuff and music, festivals and universities. So I, you know, to fix the problem, it seems all the problems we have are the politicians in office creating these laws and mm-hmm. the politicians tied to the corporations, to the banks, to the Federal Reserve, to the elite. And so we're here to replace those Democrats and Republicans. Parties don't work. They become infiltrated as they get larger. And I wholeheartedly hope you can and want you to be a part of that movement. And I hope, you know, in fixing it, I'd love for you to end this interview on how we can fix it. And definitely working together and getting your word out there is going to be a strong way of doing it. And mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, one thing that I can say is that this is definitely a nonpartisan movement. I happen to be a liberal. I've been a registered Democrat when I wasn't a Green, actually, for like, you know, forever. And I've been going around the country talking to Tea Party groups and to libertarians and Republicans. And the thing is that all of us can agree that we want to retain our freedom, and that we need to work on that, and that we can work together. Once we recognize what it is that we're fighting, it's the same thing. All of us are fighting corporatocracy and globalization, and it has many, many masks, and it is very manipulative. So we can win this, but we need to work together, and we need to educate ourselves and others, because that's what it takes to beat it. Awareness is the first step in the resistance.
Wonderful. Well, I can tell on the end of the presidential debates and learning more about the Commission on Presidential Debates, the money behind that, 50, 60 million, you know, yeah. They go out and seek sponsorships from mainstream media, ABC, NBC, CBS, so on. And in return, you know, they sponsor those debates, but that money comes from the elite, the money at the top, the people who are behind United Nations World Order. That's not a conspiracy theory. The mainstream media is just scared to tell the truth because that's how they make money. And, you know, the commissions mm-hmm. use that as a tool to provoke war. And, you know, it all ties in with the people in office and the control of those puppets, you know, Obama, Bush. And so rather than pointing fingers, I remember reading that Ford, Rockefeller funding from them are behind. Is that correct? Agenda 21?
Oh, yeah. The huge foundations. What this is a circle. The huge foundations like the Ford Foundation, many, the Rockefellers, many foundations are actually funding the large environmental groups. And then those groups pressure and partner with the EPA and other agencies. And so it's a big cycle, and it sounds good from the outside. You can easily be seduced by their rhetoric, but what it is a manipulation to reduce your ability to be independent, to raise your own food, to live freely, to move freely. And this is all part of the plan, but you know, they make it sound great. So you're buying into it. You got to fight that. Be aware.
Well, we welcome you to hop on board, and I look forward to seeing you in LA. And thank you so much, Rosa Corey. I personally support Rosa Corey, you, and your book, Behind the Green Mask. All of our supporters, please pick up that copy today. We'll definitely have it on our website and our store. Again, we want to help build and bring revenue and so on long term with great people, honest media, I guess. Great. Like, so thank you so much, and I'll see you soon, Rosa.
Christina, thanks a lot.
Thanks for joining the Freed Equal Network, everybody, and until next time.
A star president blind to the needs of his people, so a camel pass through the eye of a needle, saw a group of old men whose money was evil, saw cross-breaking
free.